Well, as I'm sure many of us know, Wisconsin is home to plenty of interesting, sometimes unusual competitions. I'm thinking the cow chip throw later this summer, for example. But there's one taking place over the next couple of days that really caught our attention.
The town of Monona is hosting the 2014 Wisconsin Wife Carry Championship, the idea being that you pick up your wife or significant other and race to the finish line.
Today in Curious Wisconsin, we take a look at this offbeat competition, the Wife Carry. Here to help us do that is James Bisbee. He's president of the Monona Community Festival, where the championship is taking place. James, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, okay, you've got a summer festival in Wisconsin. You check off food, yep, beer, okay, music, uh-huh. And now wife carrying. Where did that come from?
Well, our past president was from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and is of Finnish descent. Mm-hmm. And up in the UP, they've had for years up there, he said, we have a wife carry competition. And he explained a little bit more to it, and we decided to host our own wife carry competition in Monona.
And you've adopted some, I understand. It isn't just carrying of wives. We can carry any spouse or
loved one. You know what? If you've got a dog and it weighs a minimum of 110 pounds, we don't care if you carry the dog. But you've got the person being carried has to weigh 110 pounds.
Or more. Okay.
Or more.
Now describe this. You've had this before. This isn't the first one.
No, this is about our 8th or 9th year anyway.
And how many people are out there running, carrying a human or substantially weighty non-human?
Well, we generally have about 25 contestants, or pairs, I should say. And this year, our preliminary counts are up, and a lot of people register at the time of the event as well.
Okay, and so 25 or more pairs, how long do they have to carry here?
It's 253 meters, and it's an obstacle course. So you carry the person on your back or any way you wish to carry that person. And there are water hazards where you'll have to wade in through water. You will have to climb over 4 or 5 feet of hay bales. You will have very similar to what football players do in their training is the tire run. And so you're hustling pretty good. You go against the clock, and the best time wins the championship.
You got to be in pretty good shape to do this. I couldn't carry 110 pounds of anything over that obstacle course.
Well, a lot of people think it's funny, and it is great to watch, but it's a grueling competition, and typically the people that win this are in very good physical shape. It's not something where you have a couple of beers in a beer tent and you said, hey, I can take my wife and do this. I don't think it's going to work out too well for you.
And I bet there are those casual fairgoers who give it a shot. They don't make it?
No doubt about it. We've had people in blue jeans and motorcycle boots try it. But typically, the last couple of years, we've had the winner last year was a rugby player. He's got the weight belt on, and his significant other weighed a minimum. She weighed the 110 pounds. Mm. Now, if you don't weigh 110 pounds, we put a backpack on you, and we weight it down with rocks until you weigh 110 pounds. So there's nobody getting in there that's at 90 pounds.
Now, I mentioned the cow chip throw earlier, and you saw there were some people who knew what they were doing, some people who don't. The ones who win, the ones who finish the race, how do they carry their partner?
Generally, they carry it in a fireman's, or I should say, I think it's called the Estonian carry. So their legs are around their neck. They're carried on the back, and the face of the person being carried would be in the rear end area of the person being carried. Now, the person being carried also has to wear a helmet.
Oh, okay.
For
that's a good safety
reasons.
Precaution.
Yes.
So an Estonian carry and a Finnish tradition in the same neck of the woods there.
Right.
I got to ask, what do you win?
Well, the carrier, the person carried, she wins her weight, or whoever's being carried wins her weight in beer. We put her on a teeter-totter, basically, and we start stacking cases of beer until we get that 110 pounds or whatever she has of beer, and we'll go all the way down to a 12-ounce can of beer to get it exact. And then she will also win $5 for every pound she weighs. So typically you have a minimum of whatever, 110 times 5, 600 and some dollars minimum.
So wait, the person being carried wins all the prize?
No. Well, hopefully
they split it.
They split it. But he wins her weight in beer.
Okay, that's how
And then
works.
She wins the cash.
Okay. And there are, I think you have a new category this year, 40 plus.
We do have a 40 plus category. We'll see how many we get. We've had a request for that the last few years. and we decided to accommodate them. And so we'll see what happens there. We'd love to even get an over 50 competition if we could.
All right, if you get enough people,
we get enough people, right?
You're doing this in Dane County. Anyone objecting to this idea of wife carrying as a tradition?
No, not really, because as we say, it can be your partner, it can be anybody you want. We don't care. We've had everybody in all persuasions, if you will, run the race, and we're happy to accommodate anybody. The only requirement is that both participants have to be 21 years old.
Have you done this?
I have not done that.
Okay, tell us as a spectator, why should we show up and check this out? Why is this a fun thing to watch?
Well, the crowd is significant. We will have, you know, it'll be 20 deep on the track. It's comical to watch, although I don't think the person carrying the person thinks it's funny. But it's really a unique competition. If the person falls along the way, it's a 15-second penalty.
Uh-oh.
So that goes against the clock. Typically, if you fall, you're probably out of the race because you're going against 20-some other people, and usually there's a few that don't fall.
And this is being called the state championship. There are others in the state. Are people going to come from some of these other competitions to compete, do you know?
Well, we're the only one that's sanctioned by the Wife Carry Championship. So the winner of our race it qualifies for the North American Championship in Maine. And there, if you win it in Maine, you go to the World Championship in Helsinki. So we're the only one that's sanctioned. We've been sanctioned by the National Wife Carry Association, and so we're the only one. So we've had people from out of state even come to compete on this just so they can get qualified.
So if people around the state want to get into the international scene, the road goes through Monona.
Comes right through the city of Monona, you bet.
Couple quick other highlights apart from the carrying race, what else do we got at the festival?
We've got a wonderful art fair all day on the 4th of July. We have, there's one of the feathers in our cap. We have the Kids from Wisconsin coming this year, which is a 40-piece show choir band. It's the best of the best of high school seniors or first-year college students, all Wisconsin-based youth, and they travel all around the state. They're very big at the state fair. They do two shows a day at the state fair,
I've
park,
seen them so. At the state fair, yeah.
Yeah, they're really quite good.
Well, James, thanks for joining us, and I wish you good weather for the festival.
Thank you very much. We hope to see everybody out there.
That was James Bisbee. He's president of the Monona Community Festival.